What are people saying about space? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, listens in to the discussion.
The ongoing institutionalization of outer space has recently intensified amid mounting concerns about Earth's sustainability and expanding populations. This shift to a space economy, like all major social transformations, is occurring through discursive practices such as debates and discussions. It is important to metaphorically listen in search of the most prevalent conversation topics, since they yield insights into the direction and challenges of change. We investigated a literature corpus of nearly 900 relevant documents to better understand the discursive topics. And what have we heard about space? We identified 8 primary topics: commercial activity and entrepreneurship, human health, safety and welfare, human settlements, institutional and legal issues, non-Earth life, scientific research, strategic vision, and technology. It was no surprise that strategic vision was clearly the most dominant. It refers to the planning and prognostication for human engagement with outer space. In this debate about resource allocation, one side proposes that we should first build a space infrastructure in Earth's orbit and on the moon to scaffold human ventures. The other side posits that we should put all efforts into directly settling distant Mars without scaffolding. Yet other voices suggest that the nearby Venus might be best. For now, these voices are discordant and dissonant. But soon this may change. We'll keep listening. Perhaps you should too.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.